Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars.
Hi, and thank you for being with us today. Today I'm speaking from a high hill that I just climbed up in front of a mountain called Cerro Uritorco in the province of Córdoba, Argentina, sort of in the middle east and west. And I'm here today because this area is known for the energy, the high frequency energy, and for the number of UFOs that are seen, the number of experiences people have had with lights in the sky doing strange things. And it's known as a place that has very powerful spiritual energy. I had heard about this place before I moved to Argentina, way back when I lived in Panama. And I always wanted to come and check it out and see for myself if it was all imaginary or if it was real. But I never had the opportunity until a year ago. And I came here in December of 2019. I only had a few days, but within those few days, amazing things happened, amazing connections, the amount of high-frequency energy that I downloaded, that I received, and the clarity with which the star beings who are here in the higher dimensions above this place, the clarity with which they spoke to me was so impressive. It was clearer and stronger even than what I received from the star beings above the Andes. And when I was here a year ago, they told me, I asked them a lot of questions. I asked them who they were, where they were from, why they were here, why this place, why people could see them sometimes, or at least see their starships if they're in higher dimensions that are invisible. That didn't make sense to me. And they gave me answers to all of those things that made sense. If you hear a little wind in the background, it's just because I'm outdoors looking at this mountain. So what the star beings told me was that they wanted many more people to know about this place. It's very powerfully energetic because it's at the intersection, they said, of two ley lines or energy meridians of the Earth. The planet is surrounded by these energy meridians that feed energy from the cosmos around the Earth, just as our bodies are. And this is the intersection of two of them. So from this point, they can magnify and focus the energy coming from the center of the cosmos into the mountains here, and it can radiate in all four directions. And they said this place is well known among Argentines, but it's less well known internationally. There are international visitors, but they said they would like a lot more international people to come here because they could speak and attune many more people. They could give many more messages and attunements than what they are doing now, and they wanted me to come here and be their interpreter and tell the world about this place. So that's what I'm here doing right now. This is my first foray into that. So I'm going to ask those beings to come and speak to me again. These beings call themselves the Principles of Light. And I've been speaking with them, asking if they were ready, and they've said they were very happy for me and excited about our new venture. So all of you listening are part of that. I have to tell you, this is the easiest thing ever. This is so much easier and more fun than sitting in my office at home, because I'm just sitting out here on a rock with bushes and scrubby trees all around, and looking at this beautiful mountain, and the words just flow. So, Principles of Light, I would like to ask you, first I'd like to thank you on behalf of all of us for all that you do, and for being here, and for speaking to me and through me, and sending information, encouragement, love, light, high frequency energy to everyone who hears this, whenever and wherever they are, throughout time and space and beyond. So let's start. I want to start by asking you a question that I have wondered about ever since you first told me your names were the Principles of Light. That this, and let me explain for listeners who might not be familiar with the way that these higher dimensional beings speak to humanity. They tend to speak in groups as a collective with one collective voice, and they tend to give themselves a collective name. And it doesn't mean that they are welded together somehow, that they always speak together, or that they have any permanent kind of interaction or relationship with each other. They are a group of beings who, they form groups for the particular purpose of speaking at a particular time and through a particular person. So, Principles of Light, what I want to know is, as you know, there are two different ways of spelling principle in English. And they're speaking to me, of course, in the light language, which you heard. But that is translated by my brain into English when they have information to pass. So you told me you're called the Principles of Light, and I see it written in my inner eye, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E-S, which is like the kind of principle that is an idea, a concept, a fact. It's something durable, something you can count on. And it describes the way something is done, or describes a characteristic of something. And the other way of spelling principal, of course, is like the principal person, as a school principal or a principal in a business. And that word principal is P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L, or P-A-L-S in this case. So which kind of principles are you, Principles of Light? Would you please tell us exactly what your name means and why you chose that name? And which spelling it is, which kind of principle. What an excellent place to begin. We are so happy to be here with you speaking. We're ready to tell you everything you want to know. Okay, so start, please. We are principles in the sense of principal players in this game of light that manifests on Earth. So does that mean you're the kind that is a principal actor, a P-A-L-S principal? Correct. That is correct. We are principals. And we are principally here. You guys are playing with me. We are principally here to teach the principles of light. So we chose that word because it has so many variations and meanings. We're capable of being more than one thing at a time, and you are too. So do you embody these principles of light? And what are those principles? Oh, they're saying they're also like principals in the school, because what they're doing is teaching, and they are the principal teachers in this space and time. Okay, great. Let's begin by reviewing some principles of light that you are already familiar with, they're saying. Light is a form of energy. It radiates in all directions, and yet it moves in a straight line. Did I get that right? I don't know. That's what they said. It radiates in all directions, but it moves in a straight line. Okay. In other words, the light doesn't have to be pointing directly at you for you to see it. Oh, okay. The color of the light varies by its frequency. White light contains all the frequencies of light that there are. Thus, the light of the source itself appears as white light in your field of vision. Light moves in a straight line, though it has waves. It moves in waves. It vibrates in waves, but it moves in a straight line. And so if you're sitting right in front of the mountain like I am now, do you receive, is that light radiating from the mountain? Or is it radiating from you up in the starships? Or the center of the cosmos? Where is the light coming from that we are experiencing right now? All light originates from the source, which you could call the center of the cosmos, but beyond the center of the cosmos, there are other cosmoses. There's the center of the center of the center. There's the beyond, the beyond, the beyond. Even we don't know a proper name for that and have never been there. But that is the origin of all light that exists. We receive light from the center of the cosmos, as does the earth. And we focus and magnify that light to certain places upon the earth and certain people upon the earth who attune to us. Anyone who attunes to us can receive a more direct download of light. And what's the role of the mountain in this? Why is this, just as in the Andes, there's one mountain that scientists have observed received this, a greater download of cosmic rays than other places. And here, people are attracted to this particular mountain, Uritorco. What's that about? When the white light strikes a surface, penetrates that surface, it changes the vibration, the frequency of the vibration of that surface and of everything below the surface. In the case of a mountain or mountains, mountains contain many rock formations, rock forms, crystals, crystalline forms. Crystals have very stable energy. They can be programmed with an energy and maintain that same frequency for a very long time. This makes them very good radiators of the energy. They receive the higher frequency energy. They radiate it to all within range. They radiate it all around. Have you ever noticed that when people go up into the mountains, they're happy, they smile, they feel joyful, they connect to nature, they talk about connecting to nature. What they're doing is absorbing the energy of that place and the energy of the mountains. They receive this high frequency energy is that of love. The source energy, the predominant frequencies of source are love and joy. Two of the highest frequency energies or highest frequency experiences of energy that one can have. So when you're here and you have a direct line of sight, it means that you're also in a direct line of energy. And that's why you find it so effective. So principles of light, what are you here to do? What is your mission above the earth? We're here to speak with you today. We're here to speak with many people throughout time and space. Lifetimes and dimensions, they're saying. We've been here for a very long time in your time frame, in Earth time. But to us, it's as though we have just arrived. So this has long been a gathering point for star beings. To assist with the Earth's plan, yes, hundreds of thousands of years, we've been coming here. And where do you come from? We have a gathering of beings from throughout this galaxy and a few other galaxies, Andromeda principally, because it is closer. The majority are from time and space within this galaxy. But within this galaxy at higher dimensions, huh? I want to ask you something I asked you before, and when I asked this question before, I didn't know how to put it. It was like, if you're in these light bodies and these light ships that are invisible to the eye, but I can hear you and see you in light bodies with my inner eye, and other people can, then why is it that sometimes people also see lights in the night sky and they're coming down to the Earth and going straight back up and flying around and suddenly disappearing? You know, how can you be both? And I didn't know how to pose that question, how to reconcile those two different experiences of reality. And they said, you want to ask about interdimensionality? And I said, yes, that's it, interdimensionality. Would you please explain that to me? So I'm going to ask about interdimensionality and again, and ask you to explain to all who are listening to this and to me about the interdimensional nature of your presence here and your work here. Because I wanted to ask about the interdimensional nature of the galaxy, and because we talk about galaxies, and but if you're non-physical, then you're not coming from other physical planets and stars, but planets and stars are physical. So how does this all work? Everything starts as energy, as you know. Remember that. Everything starts as energy. We began as energy. Every planet, every star, every galaxy begins as energy, and all the spaces in between. When energy slows down in its vibration, it can take on a physical form. But there are many stages of physicality, many different dimensional levels of physicality that are possible. So a star has a body, but it's made of burning gases. It's not made of the rock that is the Earth and other planets are made of, okay? So in our energetic form, we are born of the energy of the stars from which we come, as you are. Remember yourselves as columns of light. In the higher frequencies, near the top of the columns, you're pure energy. In the lower frequency dimensions, you take on form, you have a body and a human consciousness. But it's harder for you to perceive those higher dimensional levels of yourself and others, other individuated aspects of Source. Interdimensionality refers to the ability to move from one frequency level of yourself within that column of light that you are to another. As you change your frequency, you can take on physical form or the illusion of physical form, the appearance of physical form. And in between, you can take on the light body. What you see in the night sky are those of us who've chosen to partake in a mission in which they lower their frequencies, project themselves into semi-physical form, bodies and structures of light, and they come close to the Earth to measure the frequencies of the planet and of humanity, checking to see how close you're getting to the level where we can safely come to meet you. Okay. So do those on that mission ever take on actual physical bodies, and do their ships take actual physical form? Did they lower their frequencies that much? Like in Star Trek? If you're speaking about aliens, those would be beings who are in some of their lower dimensional frequencies, have low enough frequency to take on a material form, and have done so throughout the galaxy and other galaxies on planets, places that are supportive of physical life. A star is not supportive of physical life. It's too hot. A planet may or may not be, depending on whether it has the necessary ingredients, attributes to support physical life. So beings from other planets, aliens, may or may not be more conscious than we are. Most of them have a higher level of awareness than most of humanity has had for many thousands of years now. But not all. There are lower frequency beings throughout time and space. But those not locked into a human mentality often can understand a few more aspects or characteristics of reality. This is a lot of information for you to take in, and we can feel your mind starting to freeze up. This is sort of true. It's like my sort of, how do I absorb that information? Integrate it? And imagine for people who have not been absorbing new information and perspectives as long as you have, who may be listening today. It's important for them to have this information. It's not important for all of you to know what to do with it or what to make of it. You integrate it a little at a time. It gives you some context for your life, nothing more. It's nothing you have to do anything about. Don't be afraid of it. Don't worry about whether to believe it or not. It will come to you at the right moment in your life when it is something that you are ready for, or perhaps something that would be useful to you. For now, we think this is enough. This is the beginning. We would invite you all to come back. All come hear us again. Come speak, come ask your questions. Come receive our energetic gifts. Attunements to help you align better with your own inner true self, true essence of divine love that you are, to feel happier, to feel more joyful, to be able to choose what you truly want in your life and have it arrive all the way into your hands without fear, without struggle, without doubt, to improve your health, your physical health, your emotional health, your mental health, to become more full and complete embodiments of the beings of light and love that you are. So this is our gift for you today. We want to leave you with a gift of energy healing and advancement and expansion so that you can continue your path of growth and evolution and find it easier and more joyful and rewarding. Yeah, You are loved. You are blessed. You are embraced and wrapped in the energy of the Divine All, whose messengers and participants and children and expressions and servants we all are. We all serve as infinitely valuable parts of the whole. Amen. 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 Well, those are the principles of light. Thank you very much for speaking with us, for blessing us with light, for helping us to understand the nature of interdimensionality, in which we live, the interdimensionality in which we live. It helps us to understand ourselves better, and hopefully will help to explain things along our paths. So, until the next time, thank you all for listening. This is Susan Rensberger, and today I've been speaking to you from the foot of Cerro Uritorco, which is near the town of Capilla del Monte in the province of Córdoba, Argentina. Love and light and blessings to you all. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.